Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. The drive is live, and the Astros are live. They are looking to avoid getting swept, and they are well on their way. We talked about good Jalen. We got good Fromber today, baby. Got good Fromber. By the way, man, I know I got to get over this. But, man.
I know where he's going.
Every time these fake-ass dreads, like, man, let's head to the people. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You all can join around. Don't leave yet. You two can jump in on this, too. Would you rather him have, like, do you have more respect for a person that goes to pay? Or do you have more respect for a person that's doing what he's doing, who has hair that doesn't need a toupee, but is just saying, I'm going to get extensions in the place of dreads? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I got more respect for the Marv Alberts of the world that are going to give me toupees. I got far more respect because they're just trying. Him, I don't know what this is.
The interesting thing, if it's anything like my wife's extensions, they're high maintenance, y'all. I mean, that ain't just, especially if you out there like tying them up like that, sweating in them joints.
Oh God, how often is he getting these things touched up? Like, it is just insane to me that he is doing this for over 2 years. 2 years rolling around in these damn dreads, these fake dreads.
He's got to keep them long enough till the dreads look real. That's how it works.
Oh, is that what it is? He's growing it out.
That's where I went immediately. Was like, maybe he's doing this where this is the look until I can get the look. He's like, I'm not doing the in between period.
Hey, Reg, he's beyond the nameplate. He's top of the numbers. He's got. I mean, hell,
no, man, look at that, man. That horse hair.
He might
buying.
Get there by the time he retires. I mean, it's going to take him 4 years to get there.
That's why Solverty is not participating in the Preakness. That lost his hair to Fromber.
Fromber bit on that good hair, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I'm getting Churchill Downs here.
He's getting ready for that new contract. He's like, I got it. It's coming.
I'm getting world champion hair.
Oh, man, I can't. Yeah, Joel says extensions are for females. I'm just saying. Listen, I ain't going to go to that place. I just don't understand why he's. I just don't understand it.
I mean, this is something you two could answer. I mean, is that a normal thing?
No, I don't know.
It's becoming more normal, unfortunately.
You know, I don't know anybody in real life outside of Fromber. Now, maybe I just don't know it. I don't know anybody outside of real life that just rolled up with a haircut like mine and then came back in that Oakland Coliseum and just bam, They look like Brandon.
Framber does.
They went from show to Brandon. Yeah. They didn't hit the Reggie face. They didn't stop at the Reggie face.
The hell with it. Didn't even try to slow play it.
Framber does make bold decisions overall, though, with it, like his fashion decisions. Like he's always rocking them big ass chains, filling himself. He's wearing the t-shirts.
I don't
the
mind.
Graphic tees with his own likeness on it before the game. Like he fills himself quite a bit.
Yeah, listen, that's different from
thought it was a good look for him.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw this hair at. Yeah, a lot of people like chains. I'm gonna throw this. By the way, he's throwing the gym as a side note of the most important part. As he is almost through the seventh inning.
Just stay hydrated.
Seven strikeouts and two walks, getting good Framber. But I just
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna judge. I'm a man wearing extensions. I'm judging you. I'm judging you. Period.
I want to think better of myself, but I am too. Like I want to feel like I've turned a corner.
That's like a
toupee. Like, hey man, dude's going through something, man, and you know he just really wants it. Maybe
toupees, like, implants, anything to where you're just trying to keep your confidence. Here. You're trying to keep you.
His hair, like his hairline's fine. I think he could. Like that's the part about it is you're being lazy. You won't just take the time to just do it yourself. You're taking a shortcut with your hair. Like I would even almost feel better if he didn't have the ability to grow it out. But he does. I mean, people like Brandon got to be rolling around in their living graves just having to deal with someone on the text line. As a person with locks, it's not a good look for a man.
It's odd.
That is just wild to me.
I mean, he just decided one day, I'm going to get a lot of fake hair.
He went and bought it.
I mean, it is a lot.
We just bought Lauren. Yeah, Lauren's got a little purple tint in it.
Is hers that long?
Yeah. And then obviously
head all the way to the top of the numbers.
As Tyler has, and that's the other part, man. I don't remember him being that long at the beginning. I think he's growing them out. I think he's adding more to it every time he goes to make it look like he's naturally growing it longer. Like,
or maybe he is naturally growing it, and that's some of his real hair getting lengthier.
All right.
I don't know though. I don't know that for sure. It's still weird, no matter what.
I like
clean cut Framber.
I wouldn't mind braids or dreads Framber.
Do you prefer clean cut McCullers or long flow hair McCullers?
I like long flowing hair.
Yeah,
isn't that long flowing hair is the one that gave you the throat.
Yeah, and then he also gave us that's effing nasty.
Yeah, that's like it's got to be people looking at him, man. Just you know, maybe they're used to it now, but looking at him, just
look at
like,
that guy.
Yeah, he might need to get him some dreads too.
He's gonna get some. Plants now.
That brewer could use some hair.
So what? Text in Framber is pulling this is the new person that Tyler knows now, and Erica Badu with that hair. Yeah, it's.
I was educated.
It feels better. It's just ridiculous. Yes, that's the other part is you're right, text line. Y'all are forgetting he went back to the short hair.
Yeah, he did.
So he took it out. So this is not a growing thing. Because what Reggie is saying, my wife does that. Like I'll get some braids to kind of help my hair grow faster underneath it. No, it's just a look. And then that's unfair. See, Brandon don't get the chance to just take the shortcut. Brandon don't get to just take it out when it gets hot and then put it back in.
Well, Brandon could cut his and make him put extensions on him, and then he can have his own natural either
but Brandon,
way.
But Brandon wouldn't do that.
But then they're his own, so he actually grew it, so I probably would judge him less.
Yeah, maybe. I still would look at him funny, but not like this. By the way, just an update here, 6-1, Astros lead in the seventh, and Framber, with his hair, is pitching his ass off today, and they needed it. They needed their ace to come out and be a stopper today as they were in danger of getting swept. Now, it is 6-1 here in the bottom of the seventh, and it looks like they potentially will take care of business today as the big bomb here late. It was 3-1. The big bomb came from their new leadoff hitter, Jeremy Pena. Goes deep and hits a three-run homer. Zach DeZinzo has had a good game as well. Jake Myers has been on base multiple times. So a good game from this offense. They needed to break out to go along with Framber Valdez as he gets through. I believe he is through seven innings now. Framber is seven strong, seven strikeouts, two walks, and has thrown the ball well. Gotten exactly what they needed.
Yeah, they needed it. There ain't no doubt about that. They needed it. But once again, man, he's thrown over 100 pitches.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, he's through seven.
Yeah, like, I love it. I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, yeah. I like that part of Framber. I like. I mean, he'll buckle down and give you 100 now. There's no doubt. So I greatly appreciate that. But yeah, he needed it. We needed it. And let's see if we can hang on to this thing. No, let's not count our chickens before they hatch.
You're right. You're right. By the way, coming up on Friday, as you know, we are in the midst of our 6-10 Crawfish Circuit and Stop 6. The drive will be heading to Sugarland at the Big Ben Tavern. Sugarland, the Big Ben Tavern, right off Highway 6. So come on out, hang out with us for them bugs, cold beer, and great conversation. And you can hang out with us and great prizes on site, as well as our grand prize that you can enter courtesy of our good friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. That grand prize, you'll just find our QR codes around the building, and you can get a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as a year free Budweiser Bud Light for a full year Budweiser or Bud Light. By the way, I do want to take this time to apologize to Tyler Milner. I apologize to Tyler Milner. This was this is something that I have messed with his mind about. I've told him he's ridiculous for. I've told him he needs to pull it together and chill out and take some of the small bad with all of the good. I apologize. I felt like you yesterday for the first time, Tyler, that I wanted to fight Jose Altuve yesterday.
I know exactly what you, because we were fitting to gang up on him, because I wanted to as well.
I just about to jump this little fella.
Hey, he's sick.
In the way it all unfolds,
I've never been. My man sent me to Cavs Pacers. Man, he just
sent you to what?
Cavs Pacers. He sent me, to the basketball game.
I thought you were saying some kind of weird exercise or something.
No, he sent me to, no, Cavs, not my Cavs.
He sent me upstairs to Cav Pacers.
the Cav Pacers.
It's like, damn, he drove you to a workout.
He sent me to Tyrese Halliburton is where he sent me. It was like the one and the third pissed me off. When, hey, man, we talked about it. Let's manufacture some runs. Maybe, you know, our guy Cam Smith got a double, gets over there. Jeremy Pena, you know, hey, listen, I understand what you're doing. I don't love Jeremy Pena, as Clint has told you over the last couple of weeks, being arguably the team's hottest hitter, laying down a bunt, giving himself up. But, okay, trying to get on the board. All right, here we go, third inning, get a run in there. And then with Yordan Alvarez out, is it clear – when it comes to, you know, history right now, confidence, Jose Altuve is this team's best hitter, right? Like we can agree upon that. Jose Altuve right now with Yordan out is this team's best hitter. And you come in and try to lay down a bunt. And you come in and try to lay down a bunt, and instead of laying down a bunt in which your ass better be safe and the run better go in if you're going to give up your bat to lay down a bunt, and now you pop that damn thing up right to the third baseman. Like, he sent me on, and then Clint in the eighth inning, he went ahead. And you got it set up now, baby. You get a walk, and then a walk behind you. Here we go. And then your ass, as Tyler has said for years over here, and losing his mind. And I can only imagine. Like, generally, I sometimes think and chuckle, like, oh, I know Tyler's losing it right now. But I couldn't, because I was losing it at the same time.
I was ahead of the curve on this thing, man. I've been telling you. I've been telling people for years.
That combination of what he did in the third and then just go ahead and just squeezing the life out of the entire dugout and fan base with himself getting thrown out in the eighth inning.
It's the irony of it, too. I mean, this is the GOAT. This is the GOAT. We've said it numerous times on the show. Jose Altuve is the Astro GOAT until further notice. But at the same damn time, he might be literally the worst Astro on the base paths we've ever seen. It's wild. It's a weird wrinkle in what otherwise has been a tremendous career.
Now, you know, ain't nobody over, there's nobody over there to meet him at the, as Clint would say, the numbers.
Nobody. Ain't nobody meeting him at that foul line. I mean, trying to steal second on what he thought might be a pass ball and getting hosed down. And the next pitch, Paredes walks. And in the next pitch, Pena hits dead ass up the middle. No, what? Who was it? Who was it? It was Christian Walker. Yeah, hits dead up the middle. It would have been a run. I mean, it just
put pressure on the Brewers right there.
Oh, yeah. Now, and at the very least, you got bases loaded with one out.
4-1.
I mean, basically, and
4-1. You're down three. Like you had four. It was a 4-0. Excuse me. You have to know that you're going to get there. Down 4-0. You got to know you're going to get there. Gotta know.
Well, the bunt was a piss poor attempt. I mean, he didn't just bunt and pop out. He hit the damn thing all the way, literally to third base. I mean, it was a piss poor.
Like
attempt.
He caught it and threw it to it.
Yeah, man, I'm with you. It is Altuve, but I mean, if all the Astros fans or anybody out there that just is above, thinks he's above any kind of criticism, man, I can't get on that level. It is that is frustrating to watch, boy.
I know, and I agree. And generally, I'm with Tyler on this. I there are fans that do things a certain way. There are some fans that say, "Hey, he's a great player." CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, Altuve. These guys are great players. They're, you know what? They're allowed to screw up because of everything they do. I am generally one that looks at, and I'm generally harder on great players when they do stupid things because of the expectation of a great player. Like just because, yes, I know you generally do the things to help this team win, but for you, down 4-0, trying to get base runners and know your run really doesn't matter, for you to go and get yourself thrown out at second when the big inning, of course the big inning was developing behind you. Of course it was. And as Tyler will say, you do it all the time. Yeah, there should be expectation more from Altuve for understand the situation.
Just because you're built like a little leaker doesn't mean you got to run the bases like one, Jose.
That is fair and true. All right, coming up, do want to pass.
I did not co-sign that. That's disrespectful.
I think for today I am. Due to coming up, the Texans make a move to add to their defense. We'll tell you the latest of that. It's a familiar face. And I know the messenger is going to be hard to listen to, but maybe there's some insight learned on your Houston Rockets. We'll discuss.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Want to update you on the move from the Texans real quick from the text line. Appreciate you all being a part of the show. Guys, great commentary from guys who all caps never played. My favorite thing. So let me get this straight. When your ass sits at home on your lazy boy or whatever couch that you sit on and you watch these games, any sports, you have zero commentary when you because you never played. You just go with it.
Just sitting there on your love sack.
Like when you sit there and you watch a team that's playing the Astros and Jose Altuve comes to the plate and the guy says to himself, I'm going to start him off with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle because I know I'll catch him napping. You don't say to yourself, I've watched this guy for years. I know he's swinging first pitch. And a guy throws it, you just start to say, well, I've never played before, so no commentary here.
And you're just looking dumb on your floor bags.
Is that what you do? You just say, well, I'll leave it up to them. They know it.
That guy, that guy's always interesting to me. The guy that listens to sports talk radio, or the gal, could be a gal.
Yeah,
the guy or gal that listens to sports talk radio in a city like Houston that's got about 14 professional teams, some most of them he don't even know about, and you have a passionate conversation about a sport, and your response is you never played.
Are you? But I mean yeah, to the thought of literally,
you're in. He's in. Like, what is there? Is there? I think there's like three people in all of the city of Houston, one of the biggest cities in America. There's like three people in the whole city that played a professional sport that's doing radio. 90% of radio, like, I mean, it's like, what are we that played any professional sport? You, the Astro. Is there a former Astro? Is there a former big league, like a baseball player, doing sports talk radio here?
Some of them do TV, but no, not sports talk.
So the
talk.
TV, yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah. I mean, how would you, if that is your bar well, and that's your
let's,
opinion.
Let's get,
like,
let's go on, let's get this straight. Wait, what's the highest level? The highest level. I finished my baseball career with the Raytown Panthers. In the ninth grade, and I had to quit because I had started two-a-days for the first time, and I had rounded second base and caught cramps and fell down in the middle of the baseline and got tagged, and because I had two-a-days
just to be
earlier in the day,
is
and I said
boy,
I told my mom I can't do both of these. That was where the summer of going into my ninth grade year was when my baseball career ended. So I don't know how much that gives me the right or the ability.
We can never talk Astros anymore.
Damn it. Where's the highest you go, Tyler?
Pony League
at Jenkins Park, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Made it a year out of Little League, huh?
Baytown East for that. Beast from the East, sucker.
Was you on Lee's baseball team? Did you get to the high school?
Chief, I was all state.
I finished. I've been backing off you here.
Yeah, that was my best sport, for the record.
We can talk about my golf days.
That was my best sport. I finished it up right here. We actually played the All-State game right here in Houston instead of at U of H, when at the time it was a new field at U of H, instead of in the Astrodome because they had an event. They had an event scheduled.
This is like, I think, like, I just want some people to say things out loud. This person is the same person that texted, "No, you guys jump bandwagons, cheer when they're up and cut when they're down." What do you do? You cheer when they do stupid stuff? Do you cheer for your team when they're down?
That's just stupid.
It doesn't mean that they're not your team anymore.
I think to be fair, I think they were going straight to ALCSs, and Tyler was absolutely raking Altuve for his base running.
But that logic
precisely
doesn't make
what
sense.
We were talking about.
What are you? You would have been at Daikin Park said, yeah.
Well done,
nice
Altuve.
Job, baby. Yeah,
you did your
Still
best.
Love you.
Hey.
You did your best.
Yeah, you did. You got out there.
Woo! You got out there on your birthday.
4-0, and you tried to take an extra base for no reason.
Get them next time, too, man.
Happy
we love
birthday,
you.
Altuve.
That's all right. Guess what's coming next? A walk and a single that you would have scored in a big inning. Hey, we lost by one.
Altuve, you're fine, buddy. Brush
we love
up.
You.
You're good.
We love you. What do you do when your team screws up?
Loser-ass mentality. Get the hell out of here.
Do you, like, honest to God, to those persons, because you're not alone, sir or ma'am. Hell, that might be Melissa. You're not alone.
Uh-oh.
I didn't mean to say that. That's going to
he's going to whoop
me.
That ass.
Yeah. we are at, what is it, Big Ben's? Big Ben's in Sugarland tomorrow. Is that what it is?
Righto.
You were cheering Friday. Your ass off for Jalen Green during that series, weren't you? Yeah, boy, that's all right. Boy, Jalen! We love you!
Oh, boy.
You can be down on something that your team does, and it doesn't mean you're a bandwagon. I think it's weird that you don't.
It's weird.
It's just weird.
Your ish is weird, bruh.
Like, I love my kids. I don't cheer them every time. They just, when they go out there and just leave that toilet just full of whatever it is that they'd use to get out of their body and just walk off, I don't go, love you, son.
Yeah, I love my kids. Whenever they start eating their own turds, I don't cheer them on. Hey, good job, girl.
Text line coming through. Pony and Little League here. I'm just going to move past you. Pony and Little League here. Also, you can text in right now the highest level of baseball that you have participated in, and can you have commentary at home? Probably not. By the way, the Astros are just kicking ass right now, and I think they might be 9 or 10 right now is – Diaz gets a two-run double in, single in right now, two-run double, and Altuve is able to score on this thing. From the text line, that was not me, a-hole. I signed my
yeah.
What
Chris,
up,
I ain't
Al?
Got nothing to do with it. I ain't got nothing. Don't try to turn on me like you did last time. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
What up, Al?
All right, I'm sorry. By the way.
Mel done got to a point where she's mad at me because I don't take up for her. I'm like, ma'am, I ain't done nothing. Well, you could have took up for me. I'm like, what the
hell? It wouldn't be the gentlemanly thing to do,
no,
man.
No. I sit that out. I'm just, as long as she knows that.
I just never know. Foley Fatakasi, he's back. Foley Fatakasi, I'm not going to lie to you, Clint. I felt like I knew what you were going to get from him. Like, I thought coming in, he's going to be solid. There's nothing really special. He'll probably be a good run stopper. But I would even say last year, Foley was more productive, better. The only thing, like, it was clear when he was hurt that they missed him.
Yes.
All right, like, there were big plays he made. I remember a big stop he had in the Detroit game and some other. But it was clear when they missed him. He was a lot better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was just going to be a solid, dependable veteran that you knew was going to be where he was supposed to be and not mess anything up and not really give special.
Well,
he was good. I like this thought of bringing him back.
I like it a lot. I mean, because here's the deal: is if you're not going to have a guy inside there that is going to be just a wrecker, right? That just game wrecks kind of deal, which they don't have, and those guys aren't available very often, right? What the Texans do have is plenty of guys that can penetrate, plenty of guys that can move and shake and make plays. In passing situations, plenty of guys that can rush pass. What the Texans are going to need, and I still think they even need more of it, is that big body that can hold up a double team, that can just hold his ground and not get pushed 2-3 yards at the snap kind of deal. And I think Foley Fatakasi brings that. At the very least, he brings that level of stoutness to the interior defensive line. And so, yeah, I mean, this is a good get, an important get. And it wouldn't hurt my feelings one bit if you didn't find another guy similar to him in terms of just being able to bow your neck and anchor down with that kind of ability.
Yeah, I saw him. I was like, I wonder if they're going to bring him back. Because he was good. As you said, it was a good combination when you would see, you know, hey, you got him, and then you come back and you bring a guy like, you know, Edwards Jr. or you bring Danico Autry in the inside on passing downs. It was a good mix, and really, like, I mean, he is just hard to move out of the way.
Yeah,
right? Like, and what he does, he is really really good at that. So, like, the move back, they bring Foley Fatakasi back as another dude in the middle of that defense. As now you're looking at the combinations of Foley Fadakasi, you got Sheldon Rankins, who they brought back, and obviously Danico Autry is still in the mix. So they've got a pretty good crew there in the middle. As we said, that seems to be the weakness.
Yep.
If there is a weakness to the defense, you say what's the most vulnerable spot? It would be the interior D line, and Fodakowski brings a run stopper to that, and should be a good move for him. So like that move for Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryan's bringing him back. Speaking of Nick Caserio, he was on with Payne and Pendergast earlier today, and he spoke about one of the burning issues for fans around Titus Howard, some of the offensive line stuff. He spoke specifically about how he views Titus Howard. You don't want to miss what he had to say. You'll hear that coming up.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
While many of you are in your car now backing that thing up, I did want to pass this across before we get to Nick Caserio, according to ESPN.
Well, close your eyes, though, real quick, man. Put yourself.
Want to just take us there?
Back in these days right here. I mean, I was single as they come, I think. At least at one point, I was.
I was in high school, early years. Really enjoyed that video.
Yeah!
I'd love to paint a picture for y'all. It involves Spud Webb.
Well, get at it, Bob Ross.
Spud Webb. Night I met Spud Webb.
The night you met Spud Webb has something to do with back that ass up.
Pretty sure this is what urged her to do it.
I'll take the bait.
Well, yeah. I was at Cool River, which was a upscale pool hall in Las Colinas. Well, actually, it was in out towards where our facilities was in Dallas.
Didn't know such thing existed.
What?
An upscale pool.
No, it was great. It was a great spot. and there was a long hall going in, and we were all lined up on this wall, kind of just leaned on the wall, kind of like you did back in high school days, actually. And I was one of the only white fellas in the place. And there was one specific gal that kept walking through that was pretty much a showstopper. And Spud Webb and his crew, I'd never met him. Of course, we saw him when he walked in, a little bitty fella. You can't help but miss him. He's standing across the way.
Little bitty fella, you can't help but miss.
You can't. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, you can't help but notice him.
Notice him.
No, I'm not missing. But yeah, you're right. He is smaller. He would blend into the crowd pretty good.
He could miss it.
The hell is that?
Anyway, that old showstopper, I mean, I don't know why she picked the old spot out of the crowd on the wall there. But she did.
And here to be different.
When I say she could be the poster child for this song right here, oh my gosh.
Did they play it?
Yes. I mean, that's what prompted the back that thing up. It was kind of a just pass by, back that thing up real quick and just let me know that she was. And I was like, wow, that was.
When you get a chance to party,
that was fun. I'm a lot cooler now than I was 5 seconds ago before that happened. And it wasn't 3 minutes later, Spud came over there. What's good, man? I said, not much. What's good? I said, by the way, man, I'm Clint. He goes, I know who the hell you are, man. He said, I watched you play at Arkansas. Like, really? For some reason, he had some family or something in Arkansas, so he's an Arkansas fan. I don't know why.
He came over there. What's good on her?
Hey, but it was definitely that showstopper. That old thoroughbred came through there, boy, and I tell you, Marshall Faulk had a similar situation with Marshall Faulk. Marshall followed me to the bathroom and asked me who the hell I was. That was here in Houston, at the Super Bowl here in Houston.
Why did he say who the hell are you?
I walked in, there was three of them. They were strong, son.
It seemed like something that helped.
I veered off to the restroom, and old Marshall followed me in there and was like, hey, man, who the hell are you?
Yeah, that sounds like Marshall was heading into some things that eventually got him fired at NFL Network.
I said, well, I'm the guy that just walked in with what you want.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead.
That's who I am.
Oh,
boy. Yeah, that was, old Spud. We became good buddies in Dallas at that. Hung out a lot. Good time, boy.
I bet you.
Oh, good times.
You've lived a little, Dirty.
There we go. The Astros complete this W as they win 9-1. Real quick, Sham.
I did not complete the W for the record.
I was going to ask you to let me know about that later on, but you went ahead and completed that story.
Well, that was
yourself. I don't know if that was an off-air ending, but clearly you did not get an ending.
I did not get an ending. It was not the ending you thought.
Before we get literally to the celebration
me, literally
music.
Literally told me I primed her up for a husband.
Ain't that a bitch? Before we get to the celebration, I'm sorry. About that. Celebration music. Sham Sarania, NBA insider, says the Houston Rockets and guard Fred VanVleet are agreeing to push back Friday's deadline date to June 29th on a decision on the $44.9 million team option for the 2025-2026 season. So apparently you could just push back deadline dates in the NBA.
What do you think that life's like, boys?
Did they flip a coin on the 29th? How did they get? Maybe the 29th is a secondary date? So how come it would just? Okay. All
what
right.
do you think that life's
like? I guess both parties had to agree to it.
I got a $45 million deadline hanging out there, and we're just going to push it back for
you. Yeah, I do have some questions. Does this mean that they are considering doing this? Or like, what did like? Or does this mean maybe they're getting closer to a deal that maybe both of them could get an understanding on? It's an interesting thought there. To the 29th, huh? All right, so that's the latest there. But the Astros do win 9-1. Josh Hader, someone on text line said, Hader going to make this thing interesting. No, maybe he loaded the bases. That's fine, but he got out of it.
Oh, man, I think it's the first time he's pitched in a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's rusty. He's just a little rusty, man. Don't worry.
Give it
well,
to him.
Well, Astros won today.
Give it to us, Tyler.
I forgot that was a thing. I forgot that was a damn thing.
They keep losing during the day when we're watching.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they get a win, though. They avoid the sweep. They win 9-1. Big day from their leadoff hitter, Jeremy Pena, had a 3-run homer. Also had a double, scored another run. Zach DiCenzo had a big day. He drove in a run. There you go. D's nuts in the building. He drove in a run, scored a run as well. Yiner Diaz got the last passing shot with a two-run double. And so a big win. And behind the back of their ace, Framber Valdez, who went seven strong, seven innings, three hits, one earned run, seven Ks, two walks, and gets them ready as Hunter Brown will go and get the ball next, as they will get the day off as well as a much needed day off and start a series at home against the Reds. But they needed to get through this, Clint, as they had been on a bad stretch there. And still, right now, they are. But it's good to leave Milwaukee on a win, going into an off day, getting ready for a series against a Reds team.
They should be able to. I mean, a good win. You got a good start from Framber Valdez. The bullpen, which wasn't leaned on heavily, but they were good. And the bats came around. It's the Pena, Yainer Diaz, and you mentioned Zach DiZenzo doing work, and so. It's a few guys that, boy, if you can get those guys rolling, and they're not necessarily hot, but they're contributing, man. When the big dogs start to hunt a little bit here, if we can get Yordan healthy and Altuve can start swinging it, a little bit better and making better decisions on the base path kind of deal. You know what I mean, Tyler? Then we got something. We got something. So another one of them days, man.
Yep, back to 500 they go. As they get this last getaway game against the Brewers. All right, as we continue here, right here on The Drive. If you missed it, and we'll jump into this, and we'll do this next segment. Let's do this next segment. A lot going on. If you missed it, Payne and Pendergast had Nick Caserio on earlier today, and he talked about a lot of topics, a lot of things in regards to the draft, in regards to where this roster is right now, and there's a lot to get to. Again, if you missed that, you may want to go back and look at that. I do want to get into something he talked about. I think the important thing many people wanted to hear about coming up in the next segment about the offensive line. So we'll get there. If you missed it, you can go back around 7:30 is where that interview was. It was about 45 minutes. He gives Payne and Pendergast a lot of time, as he did this morning.
And Payne.
Okay, whatever he wants to call it. But you can go ahead and sample that whole thing a little bit later on. Again, I want to remind you, coming up on Friday, Clint, we are going to be live. I know you were, as you would say, jonesing for some bugs last week. We'll see where you are next week. I would imagine you at least get in there and sample them bad boys out at least.
Yeah. Oh, definitely sample. Hell yes.
We'll be in Sugar Land.
Depending on what we're working at, we'll determine my poundage.
Wow. Come on, man.
He's busy. Yeah. He's got a board in there.
I mean, he got in there. Man. I mean, that was a drop for you, Tyler, considering the poundage is what.
The taste will determine the poundage.
Yeah. That's where it goes sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes. Yep. Yep. Well, we'll be out in Sugar Land at the Big Ben Tavern, courtesy of our good friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. So get out there and enjoy us. Prizes for you to win. Hang out with us. It's going to be a good time.
Stop by Academy today, boys.
You did? What'd
you pick up? Academy. Well, I went in there to look at that Astros gear again. That Stroh's City Connect. I don't even know if it's considered a City Connect. It doesn't look City Connect, but it does say Stroh's on the lid. It's just the blue lid with the orange Stroh's on the hat. I went in there for that, and I didn't actually get that. I picked up a few other things. Big time sales rack right now going on. So I ended up checking out some Jordan gear.
And they're doing that now.
Yep. So I was all over the place, man. But there are already prices that you'll love. You get them on that sales rack, man. A lot of options for some summer gear, short sleeve button ups. You know, some of those longer sleeve kind of fishing gear. And
ooh, yeah, I saw those short sleeve button up action. They had it look real comfortable.
Well, getting out there, we went to that pool now. You know, and getting outside and hanging out outside a little more. It ain't after being there and getting sunburned. You want to have some sleeves on and get that lightweight long sleeves. So I got a couple of those. I think I got one for $19 or something like that over there.
Well, the price is what?
That you'll love.
There you go. Right. That you love. All right, coming up, Payne and Pendergast had the general manager, Nick Caserio, on, and he spoke about the things that you really wanted to hear about, and in particular, the offensive line and their highest paid offensive lineman, Titus Howard. We'll let you hear what he had to say coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but
scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.